Welcome back to Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, taking you through a Thursday. Of course, it's Tournament Thursday as well, with the NCAA Tournament kicking off today. And now we return to our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education Series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And we bring in right now Brookside Superintendent Mike Cook. Mike, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking.
Well, obviously a lot of exciting things going on in the system right now. And I tell you what, there's a lot going on in the classroom and a lot going on as far as athletics and robotics go as well. And Mike, I want to begin on the lanes. I'm a big bowler myself, love bowling, and seems like Brookside loves bowling as well. Congratulations on being the scratch and handicap co-champs. Very exciting stuff.
Oh, thank you. Our bowling team has had some great success in the past, and Mark Cecil came back to coach a couple years ago, and he's done a fantastic job with the kids, and we appreciate it, and it's congratulations to our kids.
Well, and not only that, and I know when you were on about a month or so ago during our spotlight on Sheffield, you had spoken with the morning show guys, Bruce Van Dyke and Craig Adams, a little bit about robotics and just how well things were going, and you guys had a number qualify for state. Tell us about the season that robotics had for you guys. It's interesting to see how robotics has certainly grown, not only in the Sheffield Lake City school system, but I think all over Lorain County as well. You guys had a remarkable season.
We have had such an interest in our robotics from our kids. It's just, it's growing so quickly, it's hard to keep up with. And really, I credit that to, we had a good hire in on a man named Mr. Kevin Landis, and the kids just love this guy, and he's able to teach them a lot, and he empowers them to learn on their own. And this past, we made it to the World Championship last year with one team, and the World Championship, it's not just that sometimes they say World Championship and it's no one from around the world, but this, you know, this has teams from Beijing and Sweden, and it really is a World Championship. And we have, we have 13 high schoolers going down to compete, and we have 18 elementary kids going to compete. So we're really having success.
No question about that. Again, we're talking with Mike Cook, the Sheffield superintendent here on Bullseye on the afternoon on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. And Mike, I want to transition into something else. And I know that this has certainly become a very, very hot topic, especially in recent weeks with all the things that went down in Parkland, Florida, just about a month or so ago. And on the school systems Facebook page, I think the way it was worded, you know, in lieu of recent school safety and mental health concerns, the district decided to release some initiatives and programs that are already being used. And I wanted to give you a chance to kind of expand on that and talk about those initiatives and those programs that are already in play for you guys.
That's a great question. So, the school of today is just so different than when we went to school. And not only is it more rigorous, but teachers have to be aware of so many other components that our students might need. And schools are horrible about bragging about themselves, so I thought we should put something out that says all the good things we do. We have a school social worker, and he just has done a fantastic job of trying to recognize kids who need help, and those programs we listed on the Facebook are really just all pieces of a big puzzle, and so by using all of them together, we feel like we can help each kid. But in isolation, those programs, you know, aren't the solution.
And if we can focus specifically on one of the things that you mentioned, as a matter of fact, it was the very first thing that was mentioned on that Facebook post, the PACS, Early Childhood Program for Elementary Classrooms to Teach Self-Regulation Skills that Develop Self-Awareness in Young Children. And obviously, I think it speaks volumes about getting to these kids at a very, very young age. For those that don't know what PACS is, how do you guys utilize this and what does it do exactly?
PACS is a newer program to our district, and we've had almost everyone trained at our primary level, including our principals and counselors. And really, it's just what you're talking about. It's a way for teachers to manage the classroom, and instead of it being like a disciplinary or punishment type of arrangement, it's more about asking the kids if they realize what they're doing and asking them how they think they could you know, change their behaviors, and it's all based around positive behavior rewards as well.
And I mean, if not going into detail on all 14 of these things that were listed up here, but boy, Mike, there are some really interesting ones. I think that, as you mentioned before, it's crazy how school has certainly changed since you and I were in school. It's nice to have all these resources at your disposal as well. And, you know, we've had Marcus Madison on with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Lorain County on the show a few times before, so we know the impact and the power that a program such as that can have. And I know you guys do have a partnership with Big Brothers Big Sisters mentoring for intermediate school students also, and I would imagine that does a lot of great things for you guys as well.
Yeah, we have, you know, like every school district, we have so many kids who just need support from you know, a lot of times from male role models and just making connections with people, because they may come from a household that's broken, and we're really thankful to Big Brothers and Big Sisters for working with us. We also bring high school kids over, you know, for different peer interventions with our intermediate school kids as well. Yeah, we're for sure trying to do as many things positive for kids as we can and spend as little money as we can at the same time.
Sure. Well, I mean, there's no question about that. I think you certainly do have to walk a fine line as far as that's concerned. And I think right along those same lines as well, you know, I think the availability of having school counselors and guidance counselors, things like that, people who can reach out and they can help these students, maybe not necessarily just on a one-on-one basis, but also just to make them aware of the resources that are available to them as well.
Yeah. So that's where our social worker comes in. And he's actually, Andrew Smith is his name. He's actually a licensed LSIWS. And he helps us with these programs, including Lakota comes in for 4 hours per week. And they meet with kids regarding, you know, various issues. Like they meet with us about what their needs may be. And we just try to be flexible with working with our kids, and Lakota has been a great addition to us, and it's really affordable. They make it really affordable.
Again, we're talking with Mike Cook here on our Champions of Education series brought to you by Nordson Corporation. And I also want to get into a meeting I know that you guys had as a district about 3 weeks ago. It was a community strategic group meeting. What kinds of items were discussed at this meeting?
So our strategic planning has been going on for the past few years, and we're really working hard to get more people involved from our community to have a voice in how our school develops. We have various groups. We have a facilities group. We have a human resources group, a communications group, a finance group, and a technology group. Basically, we're all looking for ways to improve our schools. We also have a curriculum group. Their big focus is early literacy. Facilities group, we do want to look at someday building a new school, so they're trying to focus on putting some ideas together there. And it's just looking at our global goals for the district and trying to fit each strategic planning group with their ideas into that big plan. And so far, it's going really well.
You had referenced the facilities group as well, and I know there is a facilities meeting scheduled for later on in April. I believe it is the 26th. You mentioned the idea that maybe in the future of going forward and taking a looking at some ideas of building new schools and things like that. What other kinds of ideas are expected to be generated at this facilities meeting?
Well, that's a great question. There are multiple topics that have been going on. So in addition to the new school building, there's also been talk about possibly having a field house and obtaining a grant from Ford, possibly, to help fund a field house. And it would just be a very simple place for kids to be safe during a storm out at our athletic fields, and also to change. We're also looking at, with the whole Parkland shooting, the facilities group investigated some devices called barricades, and basically they drill into the floor and it keeps a door from being opened, and they're bulletproof, and they're affordable. So that group's actually investigating those as well.
Very interesting stuff. Boy, It's so fascinating, Mike, to take a look at some of these issues. And as you referenced at the very beginning of the interview, just to kind of look and see how things have changed drastically since you and I went to school a few years ago. I mean, it's wild, but it's also interesting, too, because it's so fun to see how technology has changed and really how it's made things in some ways more challenging, but in some ways even a little bit simpler.
Yeah, we have about two computer devices for every student, and we have many teachers who use those devices every day, and they find information, and of course, if you're using devices, information's right at your fingertips, and we really have gone, I don't want to say we're completely paperless, but when our students have an assignment to turn in, they can turn it in through Google Docs, and teachers grade it right on the document, Google document as well, and I know my son's a senior in high school at Brookside, and it makes turning things in really convenient. It's great.
Yeah, and I guess they say that, you know, the old excuse that you and I used to use, not saying that you used it, maybe I tried it once or twice, the dog ate my homework excuse, that is no longer tolerable in this day of technology. So
that's right. That's exactly right.
That completely gets taken out of the equation. Well, Mike, this was a heck of a lot of fun. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for touching base with me.
Thank you. Again, that is Mike Cook, the Sheffield School Superintendent, spending some time with us here in our Champions of Education series, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. Let's step aside and take a break. We'll come back with more after this on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.